Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you're enjoying the teaching all this month about the fruits of the Spirit. So our foundational scriptures are in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness,
yes,
gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So we spent several weeks talking about love, joy, peace, and then long-suffering is where we finished last week. So this week we'll be hitting kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
That sounds good to me. There's so much to learn from the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, and the Word of God is applicable to our life. So it's not a story. It's things, the way in which the Word of God is sets up is for us to live our life accordingly. Mm-hmm. We are to live a life, our life accordingly. And through Jesus Christ, we have now the liberty to live a life of victory, applying the word every day to our daily lives.
So kindness, how do we demonstrate kindness? You know, when we say we love somebody, that's an emotion. It can become an act. One of the acts is through kindness.
Yes.
We demonstrate love through kindness. So you don't have to know somebody personally to be kind to them. So you're showing the love of Christ through kindness to one another.
Yes.
So what is kindness? Kindness is just treating somebody in a way that they feel valued, that
right,
they feel appreciated. That's kindness. And that's how we desire to be treated. So then we go in hand and we treat others that way with kindness. A smile is a demonstration of kindness. Using polite words like please and thank you,
yes,
that's a demonstration of kindness. Going out of your way to hold a door when you see somebody coming, that's kindness.
Yes.
And in that, we're showing that we love one another. We're demonstrating the love of Christ, which is showing then that we are his disciples and we're a demonstration of him in the earth.
So we can also say today, kindness is love in action.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Kindness is love in action. So if we say we love, what follow should be the action of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kindness demonstrates.
Mm-hmm.
It demonstrates. We're showing kindness is showing love, mm-hmm, in action, and not love in words. Look at Ephesians this morning, Ephesians chapter 4. We can go to Ephesians chapter 4, Pastor Diana, verse 32, if we do that. And if for this morning devotion, for all those who are joining us and you want to brush up on your devotional thought this morning, you can write down, kindness is love in action.
Mm-hmm.
That's a devotional thought for this Monday morning. You're there, Dan?
Yeah, Ephesians chapter 4, which verse?
32.
Yeah.
I think.
And be kind to one another.
Yeah.
Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
So let's read it again and jot that down this morning, all our listeners. Jot this down for on your devotion. The Bible doesn't ask us if we're going to be kind. If you, it didn't ask, you know, try to be kind. It's a command. It says, be what?
Kind.
Kind.
Mm-hmm.
It tells specifically that we are to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
How? To who?
One another.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. In verse 31, it tells us the things that we have to put aside in order to be kind.
Okay.
Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind.
Okay. So hold that as we teach this morning on our devotional from this Monday morning, that love produce kindness. Kindness is coming from love.
Mm-hmm.
Kindness is coming from love.
Mm-hmm.
So where there is no love, there is no kindness. Mm-hmm. And how we know this? Because verse 31 tells us. Verse 31, before we slip into verse 32, tells us where there is bitterness, there can be no love. Because bitterness erases love. So bitterness is an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
And it erases what? Love.
Yeah.
What does it do? It erases love.
Because it gets us away from tenderheartedness.
Yeah, of course.
So when we're bitter, it develops hard of heart.
Yeah.
Hardness of heart. Instead of what it said in verse 32, which is to be tenderhearted.
Yes. And look, it gives us some more key there of using that eraser. So in verse 31, like where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, you have to make sure that there is no bitterness, no angry spirit in you, because where there is a spirit of anger, there can be no tenderheartedness.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the erasers.
Yeah,
it erases any trace of love. So we have to cultivate, all right, our heart to be tender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in order for our heart to be tender, we have to have love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the foundation. Love is the principal thing right here. And without love, we have no compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you and I cannot be living with compassion unless we have love.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no love, I submit to you, there will be no compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So love is the key, and we must cultivate the spirit of love. Yes.
So now we have steps. How do you try to be kind to people? So one way, you can pray to God to help see people through his eyes and look for opportunities to encourage someone. And when they tell you their struggles, listen carefully so that they can feel that they're being heard. And when somebody's frustrated, let's say, you can respond being gentle. And then you can also do small acts of kindness without expecting anything in return. All these things will show kindness to people, and they will say, wow, this person has something, you know, like when they're being frustrated, and instead of you going back at them and say, and getting mad at them, you show them kindness. And so that brings them down. That shows them an example of how to be kind and gentle. And of course, like I said in the first one, to pray to God so that you can look at them instead of seeing something bad, you see something good in them. You see the love. You look at them with love because you're looking at them through God's eyes.
Number two in there is goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So kindness comes goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So we says that kindness is love in action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, write this down this morning, guys. Goodness reflects God's character. Goodness is the very nature of God. If we say that we have God and love is not in us, we, in 1 John it says, we are a liar. And we're only deceiving ourselves. We cannot say that we have God and have not love. And if we have love, we're going to show God's nature, which is goodness. Which is goodness. In Romans, go to the scripture, Diane. Romans chapter 8. Romans, we're talking about what this morning? Goodness. Mm-hmm. We're talking about kindness mm-hmm. and goodness. Mm-hmm. You're going to love this, Diane. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Right. Read verse 2 on that.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
So here we see the demonstration mm-hmm. of the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because he's saying there, for God so loved the world that he what? Gave his son. Mm-hmm. And now, because he gave Jesus Christ to us, we can now say boldly, therefore, there is now no more condemnation. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because we were already being condemned by mm-hmm. the law. Mm-hmm. Moses' law condemned us. Mm-hmm. I can preach at this one here. Yeah. Moses' law condemned us. Mm-hmm. Under that law, we ain't going to make it. Mm-hmm. And God so loved us, the goodness of God. Amen. He gave us Jesus Christ. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, the condemnation of the law is broken. And now we have access. Oh, yeah, you can preach that, boy.
It's
you
that
can
goodness that yeah. draws us then to repentance. In Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. So when we have the realization of his goodness, how good he was to us when we weren't even thinking about him, how he went ahead of time and made the provision for sin we hadn't even committed yet. We weren't even in the world yet. And, you know, when you go back even to Genesis chapter 1, the word good, that's like God's favorite adjective. That's how he described everything that he did when he went good. Through creation. He said it was good. It was good. You know, sometimes we want to use different words and these big old words and stuff. But no, good is good.
Yeah. And everything God made is good.
And it reflects his character. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.